Hi there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith and Look and See is my place on the web, the place where I post some photographs every day. Between one and six photographs, today it's five. Today is Saturday, October the 2nd. It's been a mostly overcast day here in Armidale, New South Wales. It's looked like rain most of the day, but nothing happened. Coolish day for spring, 7 to 14 Celsius, which is about 44 to 57 Fahrenheit. And the forecast is for a cold night. It could be a frost again. So most wise gardeners in this area know better than to put their seedlings in the ground just yet. Well, today my theme is, I've called the series Focus Furniture. I came across a building with a sign on the end of it, the north end of the building. And even though I've been in this area for over 20 years, I would have to say I've never noticed this building before. I have no idea when it went out of use. It looks abandoned. The first photograph shows the sign on the end of the building and the veranda with just bits and pieces of junk and what have you sitting or stored there, perhaps out of the rain. The paint has peeled off the building. The stairs on the bottom left of the photograph don't look like they'd support my weight. On the other side to the right is the west, and the building looks like it might fall off its piers any time now, given a gust of wind. The piers you can see just to the right of the stairs, a brick pillar with some tin on the top, and that's what the building rests on. Those are scattered every 4 or 5 feet, meter and a half, holding the wooden building. The second photograph is of the same wall, but up top. The vine is growing, grasping onto the wood. It's made its way up the right-hand side of the building, up onto the apex of the roof. And real soon now it'll start sprouting some leaves. Again, the wooden ventilation frame looks all the worse for wear. It could do with a coat of paint. The third photograph, the eastern side of the building, that same veranda, those piers, those brick pillars upon which the building rests. One can be seen on the bottom right of the photograph, and more bits and pieces just higgledy-piggledy scattered around the place. I presume that machinery resting against the veranda is some sort of saw, electric motor sitting up the top of it, and to the extreme left of the veranda some cloth which presumably has been over the wooden what is it? We can see some storage shelves, cabinets with perhaps that bit of cloth sheltering it from the elements, but the cloth has itself become victim to the elements. And then the fourth photograph, an upturned wooden boat with a gaping hole in it and other bits of junk around the tin shed at the back of the building. The fifth photograph, the final one, these two boats, the catamaran Hobie Cat, in the foreground, very dilapidated, probably totally unseaworthy, with the cruiser in the background, looking not so bad. I didn't go and investigate it. Just these three boats sitting around the building. Why on earth would they have been abandoned? Very sad. So there we have a little tour of an abandoned building in Armadale, in the industrial area. Brickfields is the name of the area. I think because of the old brickworks that were originally on that part of town. A very large hole has been dug where clay came out of, now filled with water. So that's my series of photographs for today, Saturday, October the 2nd. Focus Furniture is the title series. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send an email, lookandsee@gmail.com is the address. Thanks for stopping by. Please do so again if you've got a few minutes. Bye for now.